didn't know about a world wide web. Was a whole different game being played. That's when I was a kid. Wanna get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day. Big bell bottoms and groovy long hair. Just a walking in style with a portable CD player. No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. You're also on AM 1620. My guest for this half hour is Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital. We are going to be talking this half hour about digital trends.
Yes.
So kick us off, sir.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be back again on a rare Wednesday morning, but here we are talking digital marketing as we do often on Mondays, but I'm happy to be able to pop in and say hello and good morning.
Yes, good morning.
One of the first things we always talk about when we're talking about digital marketing is why in the world is a radio station promoting digital marketing? And the reason is because while we have four radio stations in our group, which I'm always stunned, PJ, out there in the world when I'm talking to people, first of all, that they don't didn't know that we have four radio stations here in this one building, and mm-hmm. they certainly don't know that we're working on digital. Digital just kind of blows their mind. Like, yeah. Really? So News Radio 92.3,
Cat
Country 98.7, Sports Radio 99.1, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5. We're all over the dial.
That's right.
Also, there are other frequencies, by the way, and on the AM side as well. So I never want to just sort of ignore that. But four radio stations means we're always working with local businesses to move traffic through the front door, through the greatest branding and awareness tool ever built, which is radio, and digital works to continue the process. Branding and awareness might be the thing that alerts someone that you exist, but then what do they do after that? As they're researching other companies and other services and offers in their area, we want to move them to a conversion to your company and not all of the rest of the competition. And so digital does that. Digital is a much more specific, focused, targeted message as opposed to more of a general branding message, that which typically is what most of your radio ads are aimed to do. Obviously, you can put an offer on a radio ad and that will maybe get somebody to interact. But my point is, if as you look at the marketing funnel, the top of the funnel is, oh, I didn't know you exist. The mm-hmm. bottom of the funnel is when they ring your cash register, and digital helps move people through that funnel after the introduction of radio. So that's why we always are talking about digital when we and the fact that we're radio stations. But I wanted to come to our listening audience today, and most of the time I'm talking to business owners when I'm thinking about who my audience is, because whether we're talking on the radio or marketing for a campaign, we're always thinking about who our audience is. So mm-hmm. I'm talking mostly to business owners, but it's obviously of interest to a lot of people too if you're into learning more about what's happening in the world of marketing. Number one thing that's happening right now in marketing is the impact AI is having on everything.
Oh, yeah.
So first, just in general, AI is being used by nearly everyone involved in the marketing industry, either in creating brainstorming ideas, researching more about where you should advertise, trying to figure out who your target audience is, but also the way we are being targeted ourselves based on our behavior online. So
mm-hmm.
Ad platforms like Google and Meta being Facebook and Instagram, are massively using AI-driven automated targeting to try to get to you and me. So we're talking about how marketing is impacting us just as consumers first.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very powerful tool. And you, Mr. Business Owner, Ms. Business Owner, need to be using it as well. And we can do that here at ADX Digital. We have AI elements that make our campaigns even more effective and streamlined based on who sees the ads that we are sending out there in the world.
And we are using AI to, it's like data collection, right? Basically, as opposed to, because I know you've said in the past before, we don't do the scary AI.
It's the friendly
stuff that's actually helpful.
It's helpful. It's the nice side of the AI. I would say the most common use of AI that we are using in our campaigns is when you talk about targeting. So we will say, let's say that our target audience is 45 to 65 year old men with a certain household income, no children, and they drive a Chevrolet. I mean, we can get that specific. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And that's who we think our target audience is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We deploy the campaign. Using AI, AI will send that ad out to all kinds of people and sort of test the idea that we've selected the right audience by showing the ad to other people and seeing if they interact with it.
Mm.
And if people, as people interact or don't interact with it, AI focuses the campaign and who sees the ads.
Okay.
Okay. So if a 30-year-old female happens to interact with our ad, click on it, go to the website, that would tell AI, uh-oh, we need to add that demographic to this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is suddenly we have much more specific retargeting, much more specific just targeting and interaction with that ad, because AI is smarter than we are on some of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and is better at selecting the people that the ad is relevant for. So that impacts click-through rates, that impacts in the way people are interacting with the ad, and sometimes it teaches us a little bit more about who our actual audience is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's really the top for us. That's one of the ways that we are using AI. But as far as the other impact AI is having, one of them is in search engines. There's a thing now called zero-click searches. Well, those have always been around. But what happens is people are using AI as their search engine instead of Google pay-per-click. So if you're a company that really relies on Google Play pay-per-click, and that's where you invest a lot of your dollars, which is a fairly common place to put your digital marketing, you have to be paying attention to what's happening right now. Because if they're searching through AI instead of Google, which on Google, yes, you can search through AI. I understand that. But if you're using a Claude or Perplexity or something as your search engine to find things,
mm-hmm.
the results are sometimes an answer to a question instead of a link, and can take you into different directions that before you would just go to Google and you would ask that question. You get a Google search result and you'd have sponsored ads at the top and organic below. That's all shifting. And what it means for you as a business owner is how much more important SEO is for your website. SEO is search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm getting deep into digital right now.
I think it's important for people to know what SEO is, though.
What's that?
It's important for people to know what SEO is.
Yeah, yeah. For your website, SEO is the is sort of the code behind your website. It's the stuff the computers see that the people don't. The people see the surface of your website, but behind the website, how is it built? What words are there? How are you using the information on your website to indicate to the internet what you sell? Because the internet doesn't necessarily look at the surface. It's looking behind the scenes a little bit into your website. Anyway, SEO, search engine optimization, very, very important. Something to not ignore. It usually is a costly investment, but it should, when done correctly, generate more results for you. And in this world of AI searching, what's happening now is the computers are going out and they're pulling information from websites and sharing that information. And if you can be the website where that information is being pulled from, you're winning the game.
Mm.
I've heard of frequently asked question pages, FAQ pages,
oh, yeah.
that are growing and growing.
I love those.
And the purpose of that
yeah.
is so that when someone asks a question similar to what's on that FAQ, AI will pull that information and suddenly you are the expert.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of manipulate a little bit what's happening there. So when you talk about trends in marketing, AI, massive, massive impact. Second thing is the impact it's having on Google search. And just in general, by the way, a stat here, almost 40% of Gen Z will use TikTok or Instagram over Google for searches. Is that breaking news to you? Does that surprise to you?
I guess not.
Is that a surprise? YouTube, TikTok, Google, I mean, YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram, people are just using these places, these formats, these platforms or
mm-hmm.
Apps as their search engines. Okay, so now they're calling this social SEO now. What that means, everybody, is the power of video continues to grow and grow. Short videos on your website and on your socials drives more traffic, especially when optimized and developed well to a specific element that or service or product that you provide.
All right.
So these are some of the thoughts I'm having so far this morning. If you would like to sit down and talk digital marketing with us on a much more 30,000-foot level about your specific business, give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. If this is just totally overwhelming, but you know you need somebody to sit down with, we have the experts to do that and would love to have a conversation about your digital marketing for your business.
We'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chad.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Tired of your roof playing peekaboo with the rain? Call Quality Roofing. They fix leaks faster than your neighbor borrows your lawnmower.
Thanks, neighbor.
Whether it's storm damage or shingles gone wild, their expert team handles it all. No duct tape required. With top quality materials and service so good, even your mother-in-law will approve. Especially their lifetime workman warranty. Don't wait for your ceiling to start drip-dropping. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. Quality Roofing Solutions. Because your house deserves a hat that actually fits.
With Mold on Dan, we make it clear. Every child is wanted here.
Hi, folks. This is Bulldog attorney Dan Stewart. The Blue Angels inspire a culture of excellence. Abused or homeless children do not have a jury of their peers. Let's inspire a culture of excellence to protect our children.
With Bulldog Dan, we make it clear that every child is wanted here.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
What is website visitor ID? How much effort do you put into attracting people to your website without having any idea of who actually visits? With Website Visitor ID, you can collect the name, email address, physical address, and even demographic information from the people who come to your website, all without cookies. This is lead generation gold. It's called Website Visitor ID.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today filling in once again for Meg. Brian Prowitz from ADX Digital is our guest for this half hour. We were talking about trends in digital marketing.
Yep.
And what are you hearing from business owners on the street?
Well, one thing is that everybody wants a really cheap advertising option. Like, I think many times we go into a conversation and a business owner, especially if they aren't aware of kind of what their budget is, if it's above about $250 or $300, they kind of get a little squirrely. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, wow, I didn't expect to have to spend that much money.
Yeah.
So I want to break it down a couple of different ways. When you talk about how much a campaign costs and you look at the total amount of that budget, the way to actually look at it is to break it down by, for instance, the number of impressions. So most of our campaigns have 100,000 targeted impressions in them, 100,000 per month.
Oh, wow.
Targeted impressions. And mm-hmm. So instead of looking at it as, oh, man, I can't deal with that dollar amount, here's really one of the questions. We are putting your brand, your offer, your name on the screen of a qualified local customer that might cost you a penny per exposure, per impression. So mm-hmm. the real question is, would you pay a penny to hand a digital flyer to someone who is actively searching for your business or service or product, or who does not know you exist? Would you like for a penny for them to realize that you exist and that you are making an offer that they might be interested in, and actually statistically are probably interested in, because mm-hmm. we can get that specific from a targeting standpoint?
Yeah.
Also, you know, sometimes you're looking at a marketing budget and it's going to cost a significant amount of money. And I'm saying, like, you know, maybe it's a little bit more than you expect. If you would hire someone as a salesperson to target 100,000 people per month, how much would that be worth to you? Like, if you could guarantee you had a salesperson that never took a day off, and during the month would find 100,000 people in your zip code that might be standing in your competitor's parking lot or looking for the product or service you sell, would you make that commitment? And I think most of us would.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly, we need to be aware of budget, no doubt about it. One of the things that we also want to talk about with business owners is to always be thinking ahead. So right now, I'm talking about Q4 right now. I'm talking about October, November, December. I mean, the holidays are now 6 months away. Yep, yeah. Well, 3 months away, really.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
So once we get into that mindset, so right now you should be thinking about the plan for your marketing strategy for the last 3 months of this year. What are you going to do at the holidays? And commit dollars and resources to that campaign in order to get the maximum benefit and response. We will always be available to put something together for you at the last minute, but it is way better to get started earlier. And especially when we were talking about AI earlier and AI targeting earlier in this show, mm-hmm. it usually takes a few months for that AI to learn enough to really dig in and be spectacular, maybe for the second half of that six-month campaign, if you have a six-month campaign. But I'm saying think ahead, get strategic, get deliberate, be very focused on who you want to reach and how, and then commit a fairly significant amount of money to that, because that is, people will waste money on really cheap ways to advertise and then complain about the result instead of leaning in and investing in a campaign that will pay off for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break it down, hey, what if this is so targeted. What if I could tell you that you will have 100,000 people inside your target audience who will see your ad and have the chance to go to your website? How much would you pay for each one of those? And also, it seems a little scary to do that if you are guessing. Yeah, a budget with a comma in it each month might be a lot if you're guessing. But if you're not, and it's very specific, and you know you're hitting your target audience for maybe a penny each time, man, I mean, that just has to be something you're paying very close attention to. So these are some of the thoughts I have as we interact with people that kind of are hoping that all of this stuff that we're talking about is a $250, $300 a month thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be. You can run ads on different platforms and for that much money and probably save a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But also there are some real drawbacks when you don't get outside your own little circle or your own audience on Facebook, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I boost my Facebook ads. I don't need you guys. But that's inside a tiny little echo chamber.
Oh, echo chamber. Yeah.
How are you going to get outside your own network to hit people who have never heard of you
mm-hmm.
in a place where there's constant turnover and people moving here all the time
mm-hmm.
that don't know even the most popular places that have been around for 50 years? New people coming to town, they don't know you exist. I know, because I was one of them about mm-hmm. a year ago. I'm learning. So how do you always stay in front of those people? How do you always remind them you exist? Branding and awareness and making sure that you have some sort of a targeted strategy for digital targeted marketing. And the way to get started, to get a little bit more specific on your business instead of a lot of this 30,000 foot level stuff, give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne.
You're listening to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3.
Woo!
Summer's heating up and we're smoking at Sonny's. Our new summer menu is hot and your favorite barbecue bowls, they're back. How about our new cherry cola pork burnt ends, some brisket mac and cheese or slider trio, and finish your meal off with some cherry cobbler egg rolls. With four locations in the News Radio area, we look forward to slathering you with Southern hospitality. If it's smoking out back, it's Sonny's out front. Don't forget to download your Sonny's barbecue app for sizzling summer deals and rewards. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save.
One of the biggest issues facing Florida could be headed to voters, the future of property taxes. Join Todd Thompson and Pep Talk Thursday morning at 9 for a special presentation from the Greater Pensacola Chamber's legislative wrap-up. You'll hear a detailed discussion on the proposed property tax referendum, including how it could affect local communities, public services, businesses, and taxpayers across our region. Don't miss this special half-hour feature Thursday morning at 9 during the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
You ever look at your bank account and think,
okay, that could be better?
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg once again. Brian Prowitz from EDX Digital, our guest for this half hour. And we're talking about digital trends, and how does this all kind of work together? What are some of the examples?
Yeah, well, I mean, radio and digital, we talk about how well they work together. Here's a scenario for you as we put a bow on today's episode here. Somebody is driving to work. They're listening to News Radio 92.3. They hear your ad. Now they know who you are, and they trust you because you're on this radio station, which you trust, and you like the message. But when you're driving, you can't buy right then, but it goes into your head, and you remember maybe that you heard that ad. And then later in the day, let's say, they go on their phone and they see a digital ad. And because they heard the radio ad earlier, they recognize you. And now that gives them the chance to click and buy. So the radio makes the digital ad convert even higher because the two work together.
All right. How do people reach you?
Get the start with Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Let's start talking digital targeted marketing for you and your business today.